What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
The government continues to step up efforts to safeguard children. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more about how the Jamaica Constabulary Force is utilizing technology to protect and promote the rights of children on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James-Sawyers.
Household expenditure survey. What kind of digging up people business thing this now?
No, ma'am, nothing like that. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica is collecting information on how Jamaicans spend in order to better help us understand the economy.
So, like, what kind of information do you want?
Information on things you spend on, like groceries, bills, clothing, even phone credit. It's all relevant, so save your receipts. And not to worry, your information will only be seen by us and treated confidentially. So remember now, save your receipts.
All right, more running when me sooner next time.
A message from Statin.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has created a WhatsApp group to curtail the sexual exploitation of children via social media. Head of the JCF Corporate Communications Unit Superintendent Stephanie Lindsay says the move forms part of efforts to prevent undesirable sharing of videos. Citizens are also being encouraged to send all sexual videos and images of children directly to the police to put a stop to breaches under the Child Pornography Prevention Act of 2009. The legislation prohibits the production, distribution, importation, exportation, or possession of child pornography and the use of children for pornography. The number is 564-6840.
Once you get that image, just forward it to that number. We will do the rest. Technology will help us to find the source of the image. Technology will assist us to find out who posted it first. In addition, you can email that image as well to cisoca@jcf.gov.jm. Delete it immediately afterwards.
Child pornography, as defined by the legislation, refers to obscene pictures of children, including visual representations or images, audio recordings and written material, and any visual representation that advocates sexual activity with a child.
So whether it's a photograph or a video that depicts any part of the body, such as the genital area, pubic area, and stuff like that, it's in breach. If any child is seen or known to be engaged in any of these activities, these persons are in breach of the law.
You may not have control over what is sent to you via WhatsApp or Facebook, but you could still find yourself on the wrong side of the law, Superintendent Lindsay explains.
It becomes an offense by having that image in your possession. So if someone sends you a photograph depicting a child and you open that video and you keep it, you are in breach. You are expected to report such video to the appropriate authority.
The appropriate authorities include the police, Child Development Agency CDA, Office of the Children's Registry OCR, Office of the Children's Advocate OCA, and the Center for the Investigation of Sexual Offences and Child Abuse, CISOCO.
And having reported it, you are expected to discard the image immediately.
Sharing the photograph or video is also an offense.
So if you receive any of those videos, don't send it to somebody because you're in shock and awe that it is happening. Because once you decide to share it with another party, except for those that are authorized by law, you are also breaching that act. And the number of persons you share that image with, the number of offenses you have committed.
So, for example, if you send a broadcast message to the 1,000 contacts in your contacts list, you are breaching the law 1,000 times.
You're also in breach if you are aware or cause a child to participate in pornographic activities.
If persons force children into this type of activity for financial gain, they can be charged under the Child Care and Protection as well as the Proceeds of Crime Acts. Under the Child Care and Protection legislation, you can be imprisoned for 20 years for the offense. That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.